Well, all we do here is talk to entrepreneurs because we are radio entrepreneurs, big business for us. And we are being hosted by the one and only law firm, the anchor of Radio Entrepreneurs, the law firm of Tarlow, Breedhart and Rogers. Welcome, Mark Furman.
Hi there, Jeffrey. Great to be with you.
Thank you very much. And our next guest, Deanna Sheridan, General Counsel and Vice President, Spartan Race. Thank you, Mark Z, for helping to bring you in today.
Yes, they're very thankful to Mark for that.
Right. What is Spartan Race?
Spartan Race is the world's largest obstacle course event company and endurance brand. We have over 250 races a year in over 40 countries, and we've had over 5 million people cross the finish line at our races. And we were founded by Joe DeSena in 2010 on his farm in Pittsfield, Vermont. And Joe's goal is to reach over 100 million people and change their lives through sport and grit mindset.
And this is a physical race, isn't it?
It's not like an airplane
race or a car race or
no, it's,
soapbox race.
On foot or wheelchair or crutches or however you can navigate.
You might start on foot and in wheelchair.
Possibly. possibly. We do have adaptive athlete heats as well as adaptive athlete events. So we have a great para athlete community that navigates the races, and many other people traverse them on foot. And we have everything from a bucket carry, where it's a heavy bucket full of sand, to monkey bars, to jumping over a fire jump at the end of each of our signature races, and lots of different obstacles in between.
I always think of the world's largest obstacle race as being a parent, but
there are not a lot of analogies for me with that on a daily basis. That's true.
Oh, my. You never know what's coming down the pike.
That's true. And speaking of which, we also have kids events. So we have a smaller size obstacle kit for our Spartan Kids races.
So you're an in-house attorney, is that correct?
I am, yes.
How did you get into that? What's your history?
I'll try to summarize it very quickly. It was a little bit of a detour-laden route to get to Spartan. I started off my career at Hinckley in construction litigation, and I was there for a couple of years, and I was following in the footsteps of my father, who was a construction litigator, but really wanted to get over to the transactional side of the business, and much to my delight, ended up in the corporate group at Ropes & Gray a few years later, and then went in-house to a company called Noresco, which is a large construction project manager for energy services in 2010, and I was there for about 5 years. So I had this nice balance between the transactional side of my skill set as well as litigation. And a friend of mine had been promoted to general counsel at Spartan Race, Darren Bram, and he needed an assistant general counsel back in 2016. And he picked up the phone and called me, and I said, "This is absolutely perfect for me. I'm a runner." I was fascinated by the brand, and it married all of the skill sets that I had previously acquired in my career. So it was the perfect fit. And Darren departed Spartan Race a few years ago, and I've been the lead counsel ever since.
Great. So how long were you at Ropes?
I was at Ropes for 2 years.
Okay.
You know, I started out in the big corporate world. I started at Johnson & Johnson earlier in my career. And, you know, Ropes & Gray, you know, you mentioned big law firms, and now you're doing this. It must be just a whole different world.
It's completely different.
Can you give our listeners the sense of the difference?
This is 1,000 miles an hour at all times, and it's pure chaos.
Now or then?
Now, absolutely. Joe DeSena is a force of nature, and it takes over 300 employees to keep up with him. And we have a very nimble legal department that needs to keep up with him. We've been pivoting very rapidly from just an events brand and focusing on just our obstacle course races to a true lifestyle brand. And so we've been augmenting the products and services that we offer with training and nutrition and mindset. We have an app for meditation that
reaches out to our line extension.
We're really increasing our apparel offerings. And so the goal is to become a true fitness and lifestyle brand. And of course, for me and the rest of my team, that means focusing just as much on trademark strategy as it does safety and risk management and insurance. And there's
an
a
attorney.
Lot of teamwork, which I love about being in-house. You're really on the ground with the different multidisciplinary teams. And so I love working on a cross-functional team with my colleagues so that, if I say, well, this is, you know, what my position is on a particular project or decision based on, you know, a legal background, somebody could have a very different perspective coming in from the marketing team or from the operations team. And so we really... We move so quickly that we can't second guess too much. And so we really make sure that we can focus to utilize each other as resources and make those decisions quickly and move on.
Interesting.
So do individuals sign up for like a obstacle course, or do companies do it as like, bonding,
team building,
yes, yes,
team
and
building.
Yes, yeah, yes, all of the above. So, the vast majority of our participants are individuals that sign up either with a spouse or a friend, or they do it by themselves, or maybe with their personal trainer, and with a group of friends from their gym. We do have lots of options for corporate teams as well as teams that want to get a few extra benefits out of joining as a group, including a corporate Fit Challenge training app that we offer. And we also have training plans. So for somebody who's really a beginner, we have sort of a 30-day Couch to 5K program for our Spartan Sprint events and our Stadion events, which are the stadium events at major stadiums around the country. For the longer endurance events, like the Spartan Super and the Spartan Beast, which are 8-mile and 13-mile events, we also have training programs for the people that are really going to the next level and challenging themselves.
So you participate as well?
I have in the past. I'd like to participate more. I tend to be a little chained to my desk to train as much as I'd like
so,
to.
So, you know, for those listening who could do it, I like corporate offsites and I like what it does. What did it do for you doing these things?
Well, I was a little intimidated by our own marketing at the time. I did the Fenway event right when I joined Spartan back in 2016, and I was convinced that I wasn't in shape enough to be able to navigate the race, and I was wrong. It was not as intimidating as I thought it was going to be. As soon as I started, I thought, oh, this is really fun. And as soon as I finished, even with a couple of marathons under my belt and other fitness challenges under my belt, I really felt like I had challenged myself and been able to overcome something that I hadn't done before. And so one of our taglines is, you'll know at the finish line. And so I think that that is incredibly true for all of our events, regardless of whether you're doing it individually or as a team. There's a true sense of accomplishment that you really just put yourself through something that's a little different than what you're navigating on a daily basis.
So what
did the Fenway program consist of?
The Fenway...
9 holes of golf, Mark.
The Fenway race is a really impressive race because it has such a small footprint, and our operations team, our production team, does such a good job of managing to stack so many obstacles in such a small area. And so there is a fair amount of sort of running amongst the seats in the stands, and so you do get a little bit of a cardio workout.
Oh, so you're at Fenway Park.
Yeah, you're in Fenway Park.
Okay.
But you get to do burpees in the visitor's locker room, which the penalty at a stadium event is 15 burpees. And if you don't navigate an obstacle at one of our standard events, then the penalty is 30 burpees. So I did a lot of burpees that day.
Okay.
A very good demonstration that you don't have to be in peak physical fitness in order to do our events, which I think is an impression that a lot of people have about our races, is that you have to be a former Navy SEAL in order to be able
that's
to
my impression.
Achieve that. And
well,
that's
that
not
I,
true.
Or that
if I,
need I
can
to be,
do it, most people can
I
do it.
I need to be 25 years younger.
We have lots of people in every age group now.
Okay.
You just shattered my producer Chris's image, because he thought the Fenway Challenge was six hot dogs, a pizza, and three three Cokes by the third inning.
Well, that's my kind of challenge, too. I like that kind of challenge.
You've just shattered his whole childhood. Listen, Deanna, if someone wants to find you and Spartan Race, which sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes.
A lot of fun.
Tremendous fun.
If my niece can hold out, I might actually consider it. How would they find you and Spartan?
Spartan Race, we are on every major social media platform. We're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, and we're on Instagram. We are at www.spartan.com. And there are lots of different offerings on our website. And in order to find me, I'm on LinkedIn. And you can reach me at DeannaS@spartan.com.
I'll be on LinkedIn today looking for you. Good. And I don't have to look for Mark Furman. I always know where he is. And you're at the law firm of Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers, correct, Mark?
Yes, I am, Jeffrey.
Yes, you want to tell people how they can find you?
I can be reached at mfurman@tbhr-law.com or on our website, tbhr-law. And also at 617-218-2025.
Well, and you've always been there whenever I've tried to contact you. And want to thank the law firm again, Tarlow, Breed, Hart & Rogers. We've had hundreds of attorneys on the show sponsored by your firm. So we want to thank you very much. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.